What a truly excellent question, and I'm sure that most entrepreneurs that have successfully secured an investment visa might at some stage look for the assistance of a third-party foreign national to come into Hong Kong to assist them in their plans, and are obviously looking at a compensation for equity for compensation arrangement, if that will in fact pass muster with the Immigration Department. So, the essential answer to the question is that yes, it is possible to have an equity as a component for the compensation. Instead of salary, but it must not replace the salary. Under the general employment policy, the approvability test is effectively meaning that the Immigration Department are looking for a basic salary, and that basic salary should come in at the minimum levels, give or take 16,000 Hong Kong dollars a month. So if the, the value of his time is to be compensated in such a way that anything over the $16,000 a month is going to be reflected in an equity grant, then the Immigration Department should buy into that, probably without too many questions asked, on the basis that it's properly documented and, for all practical purposes, the party that's receiving the equity grant is being compensated ostensibly for the professional nature of the contribution that he's making. So ensure that there's a basic salary, and anything above that compensated with equity grant should be fine. Of course, hanging sort of above all of this writ large, as it were, is what the Immigration Department will make of the application when it comes in, given that you've, I assume, just recently had an investment visa approved. Did the potential for this engagement of this foreign national, was it reflected in the representations that were made to the Immigration Department as part of your investment visa application? So will this come as a surprise to them, or was it anticipated at all times? And how far along have you actually been able to progress your business since the fact of your investment visa approval, in accordance with what the Immigration Department were expecting of you when they granted your approval? So you need to look at where you are in the business, in addition to the individual special skills, knowledge and experience of value to not really available in Hong Kong, to understand how the Immigration Department might respond to this. Questions such as, you know, have you recruited anybody else locally, or is in fact this your first employee? And as I say, if it is your first employee, was it anticipated in the business plan that the department saw from you originally? So take his application in the round when you're considering structuring your argument, but also anticipate that as long as he's getting the basic salary of about $16,000 a month, with the balance of his compensation being reflected in equity grant, it should be fine. I don't imagine that you have too many problems. Okay, I hope this helps.